It is that time to take a look at developments on the market. The all shares in the green, so are industrials and financials ending the day up, while resources, gold and the top 40 end the day down in the red. MD at Cartesian Capital, Anthea Gardner, joins us in studio. Good evening, lovely lady.
Good evening to me. Good to see you again.
Talk us through the day's developments.
Yeah, so a very flat close, but at least it was a green close. And what's interesting about it, it was despite the stronger rand.
Yeah.
So the dollar's faltered a little bit and the rand now strengthening, really. Actually, emerging market currencies strengthening, I should say, on the back of that. So it's nice to have a strong rand and a positive market. The eighth consecutive day of gains is back for the JSE.
It's a good run.
Yeah, what can I say? All-time highs every single day for the last 3 days, right? I guess what we really want to talk about is the dislocation between the economy and the stock market. And I think I've been saying this for probably the last year. As the rand weakens, you know, because we're a rand hedge stock exchange, the stock exchange rallies. It is definitely being driven by industrials, though. Just have a look at Naspers, which is 20% of the index. And you'll see, if you strip out Naspers, in fact, the index is probably flat. The local shares, the banks, the retailers, just not performing as well, unfortunately.
Tough times there. Quite a lot of company news there.
Most of them were updates, in fact, but some big moves, extraordinary big moves. Like Dis-Chem was up 10% on a simple trading statement that's saying for the 6 months ended to the 31st of October, they're expecting earnings per share to be up between 34.8 and 39.5%. It's a big move. I mean, I know, you know, double digits, especially in the 30s, earnings per share growth is quite phenomenal. But a 10% move on the back of that, it's as if the market almost wasn't expecting it. Or to me, maybe there was some short covering and you just never know which one of those two it was. It's a big move for that kind of thing. And then Famous Brands, they put out a shocking trading statement after the market closed yesterday. So it only had an impact today. And last time I saw that share was down 11%. This is quite the reverse, where normalized headline earnings per share will be down 40% year on year. Really, I think the explanation for this is this GBK, this gourmet burger kitchen business that they bought in the UK.
Yeah.
They're kind of blaming that. The thing with this is, though, they're saying that because of Brexit, trading conditions were tough. But actually, if you look at Bidcorp, it's quite the opposite story. So which one is it? Is it or isn't it Brexit? You know, they paid £120 million for GBK.
Yeah.
And their operating loss for the 6 months was £827,000. So if you annualize that, it's £1.65 million. And let's just put it into context a little bit, that when they bought the business, it was making an annualized operating profit of £6.5 million.
Yeah.
So to go from that to such a big loss, I think it's not great. And really, management have turned their story around, where before, you know, they were talking about, just 12 months ago, talking about doubling their store count from 75 to 150.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of it's a very different story. They have no intention to open any more GBK restaurants.
The reality is far different.
Indeed.
Huh?
The other one was Santova. They also put out a trading statement. The share was up 8%. Can you believe these huge moves? Group earnings per share expected to be between 10 and 15% higher. So again, you've got this almost extraordinary move for an okay trading update. Sure,
yeah.
Again, double digits in the low teens, but still. And good, obviously. I think what we like about this story, though, is that they're saying it just demonstrates the group's ability or their strategy to diversify and expand their international footprint. Where they're now receiving profits in excess of 65%, so from the offshore operations. So a really good story. And then another big move to me was Stadio, another 8% up today.
Well, good numbers.
This is a share that went from R5.52 a week ago to R8 per share. And listed even lower, right?
Yep.
And this is, you know the story, right? This is the tertiary arm of the Curro Schools that is being spun out and listed separately, really so that they can go to market and raise capital for their expansion. It's not a profit-generating business just yet, but I think people are counting on the fact that they've raised this money and that they will be, you know, and that they're looking to expand. And there's definitely room for expansion, I think, in this sector. I am tempted to tell you about PPC because this
please.
Is another share.
See, now this PPC story is one that fascinates me extremely because there's so much happening.
So the first thing that happened was that AfriSam made a bid, or Fairfax, I should say, made a bid for it, right? So the share is really underpinned by this R5.75 that Fairfax is prepared to pay.
Yeah.
Except it's trading above R6, so you have to wonder what's going on.
Mm.
The speculation was that Dangote were going to buy them out and bid higher, so we'd have a nice little bidding war. Mm. Then Dangote withdrew their bid.
Yep.
And today we hear that some of the hedge funds are building large positions because obviously they're over 5% now. So they're betting, and I'm guessing they're betting, that Lafarge Holcim are potentially going to come in and bid over and above the AfriSam Fairfax deal. That's what it is.
Mm, not so, short of bidders.
Indeed, yes. And it's going to be interesting how it all unfolds. These things are very interesting. I do like corporate actions like this.
It fascinates me. I can't wait to see where it all ends up. Thank you so much for your time. We'll leave it there. MD at Cartesian Capital, Anthea Gardner with the Day's Market Wrap.